And that berm was envisioned to be the kind of area protected the mark by the enemy. I was wondering what the Sunday people said in the Senate battle. It's got 8-foot cattails growing in it, and 8-foot cattails growing in it. They're way over my head. As I walk through that kind of mark, you can't see over the top of it. Try and I'm driving the ladder down there in order to get up over the cactus to take the pictures last fall. And these are what I put across.
Thank you very much. And
okay, that's
for those who are more interested in the highway, free access, lower insurance rate, maybe for you.
Well, you're sure I can have a reasonable
answer. Well, I'm sure.
Okay. All I say is, vote yes, stop the highway as it is planned. It doesn't say that automobiles can't move. But please vote yes, stop the highway through the marsh.
Richard, okay, I guess I'd like to first brief thing, whatever. Number one, I hope in keeping with our great kind of honor tradition, we won't have any endorsements, of course, on Canada's favorite candidates. Second, for those who are visitors, you might not know that there is a religious education thing going downstairs for kids who would rather be downstairs than upstairs. And third, Beth wants everybody to know when the Shape Note Singers or potential Shape Note Singers that will organize, I guess, what I'll be about the piano right up the church. And she's running that, so she'll tell you more about it when she gets here.
This gentleman has
I'd appreciate anybody who kept me very interested. Next week there is going to be a box by the top.
You want beer?
Yeah. Just one of each kind. I'll tell you what I'm going to need.
Would you like it empty or full?
Should we empty them from the bottom?
What?
I understand you're supposed to punch the holes from the bottom if they're going to be collected.
Yeah, if you can.
Barbara Carson has been
up. She did. Shape Dancers will be rehearsing after the service this morning at the Valley School and 3536 University Avenue.
There are still some seats available on the April 23rd trip to Chicago to see the Italian Renaissance project. Sign up here. Okay?
Pat Johnson has been
there. There's a program committee meeting at my house today at 7:30, and I really want to encourage anybody who's new to come and join us.
Address?
Oh, 2218 West Lawn, down the street. Now.
Just 2 or 3 blocks down here, and it is in the church board.
7 p.m., she said.
Another risk announcement. Mary and our 11-year-old family pulled up a stool bed last night, and her arm looked kind of like a pony. She's going to be in St. Mary's Hospital for the next 4 or 5 days, and as from tomorrow, I'm sure she'll appreciate a telephone call or some recognition.
Marion has an accordion arm. Mm-hmm. Only on what?
Yeah.
Pat Johnson has an arm.
Okay, there was a notice in the newsletter about the bowling, and I'm sure you all read that, but the newsletter I have said something about fall bowling, and I'm also sign-up list on the bulletin board. There was also something that said didn't have service last week about what your summer bowling did. So that's still operative, and if you're interested, please sign up your name on the list on the bulletin board in the hallway.
Clerics play leaders are planning a theater party at the Wilson Street East Center Playhouse. Slew is going to be playing. This will be April 25th on a Sunday evening. Dinner is at 6:30, the show is at 8:30. The cost is $9.50 per person, and reservations are going to be called in tomorrow, I'm afraid, it's
might get in the newsletter, and I'll have to get it in the reminder.
Wilson 3D. Ruth Collins has an announcement.
You're all invited to come to our house Friday at 8 o'clock. We're having a gathering for Betsy Roberts, who's coming up to the property for the Shaker Girls. And many people remember the Shaker Girls, and if you don't, maybe you'd like to meet her. It's going to be at 8 o'clock at our house at 4606 Waukesha Friday, this coming Friday.
Right. Diane Miracle has been out.
This afternoon, a lot of the board meeting at the IUCL level at 6:45 Shelton. And this evening at 7, it's going to be a parish community church. All the
what is the purpose of the parish meeting?
For this time, we're going to be electing officers and community church.
It, in effect, is the annual meeting of the society. Important. Believe in democracy. Some of us do. Fran and Micah had her picture in the paper.
With popular demand, I would like you to remain in your seats, but to take out the Prairie songbook and read together with me the Prairie Pledge. There was a remark a couple of weeks ago that we didn't do this often enough, and there are books spread around if you don't mind sharing them with each other. Here, Mary Ruth.
We, the members of Prairie, wish to associate ourselves together in a religious community which affirms that we share a common humanity, that we need one another, and that our futures are inescapably bound together. Together we would expand our intellectual horizons, enrich our sensory experiences, and deepen our emotional sensitivities. We would sharpen our ethical awareness and broaden our sense of social responsibility.
The theme today is how we turn ourselves into animals, and we have a surprise medley from the chicken pluckers. Okay. Well, I didn't know how to entitle it. Is there a better title? Well,
given the task of finding out a song of importance to us about animals, the one of my youth that came to mind immediately was the abalone song, which is sort of regional and not very useful in the Middle West. And Danny's family song was Mary Had a Whipping Goat. And we didn't think that was appropriate either, but my mom used to sing this one. And it's kind of a nice song. The copy we have is not very clear, but the tune is very simple. And I think you won't have any trouble with it. I'll try and enunciate so you can see the words that are all mine. Some of them are. Okay, I'll sing the first one time first so that you can see it, and then we'll start over. Poor little gerbil girl, sitting on a pine, weeping for her own true love. Why not me for mine? Why not me for mine? Poor little gerbil girl, sitting on a pine, weeping for her own true love. Why not me for mine? I'm gonna marry and sing. I'm gonna marry a pretty little girl. Where's the silver ring? The ring? Where's the silver ring? I went up on the mountain to give my horn a blow. Every girl in the country around says, yonder comes my bow, my bow. Yonder comes my bow. Jaybird pulls a four-horse plow, said, oh, why can't you? As my legs are little and long, might get broke in two, might get broke in two. I got pigs in the pen, got corns to feed them all. All I need is a pretty little girl, feed them when I'm gone, even when I'm gone. Redbird signals their morning, singing out his soul. He must sing one of their trees, for that poor boy hole, for that poor boy hole. I'm just a country boy, money I've learned. Stars, golden morning sun, sun, golden morning sun. And Charles is going to do his inimitable thing.
Well, the chicken pluckers together have more songs that they know. There are more songs that we know separately than we know together. And this is very, quite relevant to the point at hand. This is a very sad song, but it's very corny too. So get out your handkerchiefs. It's called Old Ship. When I was a lad, that old ship was a bus.
I remember the time bishop lifted on my knee. I stroked the best hair a man ever had. I cried till I scarcely could see. Poor Sheppy, he knew he was going to go. He reached out and looked at my
title and no author on it, and I'm going to ask Henry to read it. He's got it.
Now the time is at hand, and the soil is seen again, where what has long been dormant becomes patent, and nature gives an alluring peak before covering up with another stone. This is the time that searching eyes will see what is long laid below the surface, or with the softening of the earth has just come into view. Such things, perhaps, as the dark and velvety clusters of the ova of frogs lying expectantly on the surface of the once frozen pond. Or breaking the now willing earth, we may find a new shaft of crocus almost ready to appear. From the dark and slimy parts of the emerging world of almost spring, we may even hear this month the curiously confident song of the first frog, reminding us once again of the amazing, even terrifying fluidity of prototype. To the poet, to young lovers, perhaps it is not yet the time of spring.
What we're going to do now, Mary Lou and Terry and I, is to read you the poem that she wrote last year. And in some of our discussions, I think it was David Lissman who mentioned that he wondered how a group like this could ever get a myth or a ritual together, because everybody here either doesn't believe in anything or believes in a different thing. And I answered at that time that I thought it was like thousands of different, or 100 different patches of different material momentarily coming together and then flying away again. If that was what a prairie togetherness would be, that would be the way it would be. And I think if some of you, almost all of you, have this inside the songbook or sitting on the chair, I think they're enough to look at as we read it. And this was written on February 9, 1975, during a poetry reading that Andrea Lowenstein and myself gave here at Prairie. And I think as the three of us read it, you'll see what I mean.
Did you all understand that this was written by 30 different people?
Yeah. Everybody had a piece of paper, a scrap of paper, and a pencil, and they just sat here and wrote these. Each individual wrote a different one and then handed them in to us. The first reading we did right on the spot that day, straight out of the pile. I really didn't reorganize these at all, except at the end where I put all the birds together. And that's poetic license. I wanted to have sort of emphasis at the end. So I did organize the ones at the end, but the rest is just the way it came. I think we can come over a little bit here. And I'll do the first, and then the second, and then the third. I am a green chameleon staring at you with green eyes. I see you, but you do not see me. For you are looking for a green chameleon, and when you look, I am already brown. It wears you out looking for brown-green chameleons.
I gamble across the veldt with long, free leaps. Ah, to be a gazelle.
An owl. I sit on the dark Arctic rock, waiting for the sun to end the long night.
I'm a dove, and I am free, free, and oh so glad to be me.
I am a dam holding back the vast tide of man's inhumanity to man.
I'm a lazy, happy, sun-warmed lion, full fed. I lie beneath the oak in the midst of my pride, and I love.
I myself to be an animated being.
I am an Arab mare, gleaming bronze and gold in the warm spring sunshine, running neck arched high, blonde mane and tail streaming in the wind, free and strong.
I am a cat in love with life, slowly, quietly creeping upon the subject. Then with a wild, joyful leap, I enter into it.
We are a zoo. We see each other through and through, or do we?
Hamster whiskers twitch and search, endlessly seeking freedom.
The cold, lonely tuna fish swimming in a tank of exotic community fishes.
An eagle, large and free and alone, alone.
Contagion, toads hopping across the face of the earth. New warts everywhere.
A Siberian tiger, I am sleek, strong, and fearless.
I guess the sea is just somebody who's the sea, but I'll go over and read it. Flat-winged, black, soaring higher than anything, I look for a slightly decayed man.
A bull, a buffalo, big and bumbling. Still a rabbit, too, soft and smooth.
A mole in a hole of a green spring.
Suspended just above the floor, going nowhere, can't find anything to push against.
I am a soft cat who purrs round your shoulder so sweetly and revels in torturing mice behind your back.
I'm a bright orange BW. Drumming, rumbling, smoothly across America's backside, stopping for small sips of gasoline, laughing as I race by a General Motors factory.
An old black mole I am, smelling the steamy, moist fern roots, but there is light within me.
What is lighter that on the snow than birds' feet?
I am a beetle, stuffy, shiny, and hard, lumbering clumsily over stalks and green thicket of grass.
Chipmunk, chatter, never stare, flip your tail, race to the nearest hole.
I am a starling, daily reasserting my right to life in a hostile world.
Belly to belly with the earth as the slow sliding ones are, belonging and lullabied against the navel. I am a lady ring-tailed umar, learning to swing my legs like I like to swing my arms. I am the first.
I give each one a pet. He loves me not. Will they go back?
If you had a cedar tree, it would be kind of shaggy and prickly, but when the ice storms come, it has a tendency to shatter.
That's a prophecy.
Not caring, just being, I, the cat, sleep, eat, explore, love, live.
I am smooth and silky as a soft, helpless kitten.
A small, spotted fawn, alone in the sunlit forest. Bambi?
Sea otter splashes in sunlight, splintering green water.
Going where no one else goes, walking along the heating ducts and crawl spaces, I, cat, can't be touched.
Young lioness with her newborn young lies by the tree in the sharp tropic sun.
In a flock of ripping blackbirds that earlier this year than last.
Apricot buzz, small, smug, and snuggled into self.
My cat goes in. My cat goes out.
No soul can suppress it. The column is a basset.
Dry branches resist best the blowing cold. Wooden forms have silent strength.
I am a gnat, almost invisible. Being so small makes the world seem infinite, and the distance too great from where I would be to where I am at.
A little black rock under the waves on the north shore, beaten by waves in summer and ice in winter, so many years old, and over, warm spring.
Perhaps a seabird, turning and wheeling in an eternal circle.
Soaring, sailing, keen-eyed, sharp-edged with hunger.
Surveying, watching, winging like the owl at dusk, searching and hoping.
With that supreme ultimate burst of will, I leave the ground and fly.
I think you can see why I put those together at the end, and I think this whole poem goes without comment. As an English teacher, I would point out to you that there isn't a single simile in that in there. Nobody says, I am like a bird. Everybody in prairie participates in metamorphosis. I am a bird. I turn myself into a bird. There's that much more powerful thing, the metaphor, which turns you into something much more powerful than just saying in a kind of, you know, literary sense, I am like something. I think there really is a power in these poems and in being animals and in turning yourself into animal. And I just want to give two little examples of this before we go on into the next part in which we all turn into animals. And that is that you can use these things as kind of magical ways of helping yourself out. I guess it was late last November, I found myself feeling very, very badly about everything. And I decided that I couldn't go to sleep at night. And, you know, you try to have your regular fantasies, so sex fantasies didn't work, and Lone Ranger fantasies didn't work. Nothing worked to put me to sleep. So I decided I would every night tell myself about being a raccoon hibernating for the winter. And it worked. And this poem is written to Andrea Lowenstein, who read a poem last year here about a raccoon. I completely forgot she hadn't written the poem, so I'm writing in here as if she wrote it. Terry's going to read the poem after this. And I wrote it to her, telling her what I think we better do this time. Dear raccoon, when I saw you last time, you were in pieces like Chaucer's crocky warned about the wall. But your center is not fragile. It is furry and brought you home to Boston. Now it is winter, and I find myself in pieces racketing off from my center, and I have been thinking about that poem about the raccoon, how she woke up when it got to be springtime. But before that time comes for a raccoon lady, she needs hibernation. Lying under my covers at the onset of winter, I've tried to hold myself together from shattering like shrapnel. First, I burrowed in under a live tree, rounded out a chamber under root arches. It took two nights to figure that out. And two earthen tunnels to breathe through the soft snow. Then, in the very last days of November, I rushed out dangerously into what had hurt me, and while they guzzled and played at their harsh games, I brought me home some turkey feathers and pounded them in with my own body, lining my cavity, turning and turning. As I am settling down now for the winter, I want to suggest that you do as I do. Our time has not come yet, they are eating and shouting. So darken our turkey down in our deep spaces while the soft snow protects us. Let us sleep, raccoon sister. Sleep, sleep until the solstice. And Tara's going to read the original.
Oh, well, this is the original.
This is the one that Andrea read that I thought Andrea had written that I wrote the poem about Andrea writing.
It's titled Raccoon Poem by Miriam Palmer.
Yes.
This is the first time I've read it, so. Raccoons are selectively polygamous. They are fond of eggs, nestlings, corn, and melons. Their preferred den site is a large hollow branch of a tree. In very cold weather, they sleep for extended periods, but do not hibernate in the sense of becoming cocooned. Underneath in spring, I have raccoon hands. When I crouch over the sink, they scurry quickly across my scalp. My body smell sharpens. The head lies thick and furred in the water. I have been sleeping through a long cold in the hollow branch of my mother. It is time now to splash through the thawed ice.
Now, Terry has a problem with her animals turning real that she's going to put.
Oh, okay. Okay. Some time ago, I was introduced to this book called Shaking the Pumpkin, which is a collection of American Indian poetry. And I was especially taken by this poem, which is an Eskimo poem. The title of this section is Magic Words and More, More, More Magic Words. And it's called Magic Words for Hunting Caribou. You, caribou, yes, you, long legs, yes, you, long ears, you with the long neck hair. From far away, you're as little as a louse. Be my great swan, fly to me, big bull, caribou. Put your footprints on this land. This land I'm standing on is rich with plant food, love. See, I'm holding in my hand the reindeer moss you're dreaming of. So delicious, yum, yum, yum. Come, caribou, come. Come on, move those bones, move your leg bones back and forth and give yourself to me. I'm here, I'm waiting.
just for you. You, caribou. Up here. Come here. I especially like this, the idea, because I like the idea of magic. And of course, getting away from the fact that it's talking about caribou, it says something much more abstract to me. To me, it's a poem of confidence. I translate magic as confidence. If you have the nerve and confidence to stand up and call your own particular caribou, you might get it. And that moved me into another thought. Suppose something like this happened. Let's say, deep in an Eskimo poem, I called a caribou. He came, rattling up my front porch steps. Shoo, caribou, I said, I don't want you. The caribou said, what are you talking about? He called me, I heard you. I was out in the tundra eating reindeer moss, minding my own business. I heard you, I've come all this way, what are you talking about? Why are you telling me to get out of here? What's the matter with you? Well, you see, caribou, it's like this. I mean, I didn't really want a caribou. I was thinking of the things I want, like, you know, like a job, money, friends, you know. You mean, said the caribou, that you wanted another human being? Well, more like that. Well, look out there. There's a human being. Call her. I don't want her. I mean, it's different. You don't understand. You're a metaphor. I'm what? A symbol, a metaphor. You represent something that I really want. You don't really want her. No. Well, what in the world did you bother me for? Do you realize all the trouble I've gone through? I've come 1,000 miles. I've come through city traffic. I've been stoned by little kids. I haven't had anything decent to eat for days. What is all this about? Well, you see, it's being a poet. I mean, when you're that kind of person, you translate reality into symbols, and, well, you wouldn't understand. Nobody would understand. Poets should mind their own business. They should leave other people alone. Nobody understands this stuff. I'm going back here.
That I've seen done a lot in the South that I would never dare do myself, and that is write a poem on her feet while she's talking to you. That's a very amazing thing to be able to do.
Did you record that?
Yeah. Okay, we've been running kind of late the whole day, so we're going to keep right on running late.
Is it time?
Yeah, I think we better move into our next part of turning ourselves into
animals. Okay. The whole theme of this morning is that all creatures have cycles, and many of these cycles relate to the seasons. Now this season, as we emerge into spring, we're going to ask four groups, the whole congregation divided into four groups, to plan four rituals about animals emerging from however they survive the winter into the stirring life of springtime. Now, on two different Sundays, I've mentioned the Halperin's process for group planning, the RSVP cycle. S is for score. Now, Annis and I have an overall score for this service, but within that score, the four groups of the congregation will plan their own score for a spring awakening ritual. The R in RSVP is for resources. Annis and I set a limitation on your resources. You'll have two spaces. You'll have a home base and a central area. Each of the four groups will have a time for the central area, maybe 3 minutes each for the performance. And your resources are mainly yourselves, not the furniture. If the environment for your animals requires a rocky cave, for example, use people to be the rocks. If you need extra people, borrow people from another group at the last minute. Or supposing you can reuse your people. If the rabbits that come out in the springtime and gamble in the grass and you've got people being grass, or maybe a little bit later, the grass people could turn into baby rabbits and get reused.
Recycle,
okay. And the P in the RSVP is for performance. Each group will have the use of our central area, which we will make bigger at that time, for about 3 minutes. I think, will we spend about 10 minutes in planning? Okay, 10 minutes everybody does their planning together, and then 4 3-minute performances. If you want, you may tell us what the environment is, or you can leave it to us to figure that out. The V in RSVP is for value action. After the end of the service at 11:15, those who wish may join with me in a corner to react to the experience that we've had this morning and to evaluate it and to say how you might like to do it differently or what comes from that. Annis will be in another corner of the room. This will be just before the rehearsal of
the
shade note singers. Annis will be in another corner of the room with those of you who want to help plan for Easter.
Of you who already have said some things, that list on the board is all the suggestions I've gathered for Easter so far.
Well, then you'd better meet by that board.
Well, no, I'm moving it to shade note singers.
Okay, well, why don't we take the two back corners of the room for our value action. Okay, then form yourselves into a couple of groups.
We can put four just
about there. You shove yourselves off in that corner with your chairs.
And then this,
and then this group and
just needs to face up here.
Thank you.
shove that back.
Control on the mic. Yeah.
Somebody should be around too.
A type of snake that is bloodborne.
So people.
Oh, I don't know that.
We're going to be shedding skin and giving birth off.
I don't know. Going along is going.
We can give birth to whoever we want to give birth to.
Well, I guess you got away. I saw you were. I'm sure you didn't know.
The head of the snake.
If they get out of it easy without messing it up, it looks like a whole snake.
Like a snake ship.
Yeah. Right.
It's very intimidating. Yeah.
I've never seen a snake show.
No, it wouldn't intimidate Ron.
Yeah, we'd be lying flat. No, you would slide underneath. Half of people would slide.
You see, we have people with their legs apart. And
when you can arch over like that.
Arch over.
So you turn them on.
How are you going to be the snake?
Half of us is snake and half of us skin. That's a neat idea.
When you're ready, push your chairs out.
in a way.
Oh, wait a minute.
you auditioned for this role.
Oh,
Which I made to her under my breath. She asked, should we tell them to have a spokesman? I said, wait and see. They may, maybe they'll do that. And if they don't, that'll be interesting too. And then she said, some of them are using props. They're not supposed to use props. And I said, leave them alone. If you were my kids, I wouldn't have treated you that way. But now I know. Leave them alone. And the thing that emerges from the disobeying of the rule is also creative. Okay, well, if you wanted, we could spend maybe between now and when the rehearsal around the piano starts, why don't we take 10 minutes for, Annis will have Easter planning over in this area. You might as well do it by the piano.
Okay.
Easter planning by the piano, and over here by 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'll talk with any of you who want to evaluate what we did this morning or comment on it. The rest of you can go ahead and chat.
Yeah.
Tony, you said you tried out for that part.
The most stable one should be the rock, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know.
You did it beautifully. At first, I thought you were part of the skin. Only you were the part that got left behind in a piece, but it turned out you weren't.
I like a shirt. Yeah. Oh, I think I
you were. What they said. You were. They were. The snake was living in that rock.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I decided I would keep still because I've been reading up on an awful lot of this, and I thought,
you wait and see.
The thought emerges, and the choosing of a snake, I think, that's really.
You didn't give him any advice.
Very, honey.
Dodie was saying that she thought she wouldn't talk very much because she's been reading a lot about rituals, so she didn't want to bring it out of the book, so to speak.
I am the deal.
Who are you?
Am I on Hatfield?
Yes. I own Hatfield.
This was so fantastic. I don't like being angry. But I was thinking, wouldn't this be an excellent therapy for people who are really human and stuck in their
house? I would think so. The woman that I learned this stuff from uses it in that way. She and her dance group, boy, they don't, people don't have to be dancers to go to her dance group. And she'll have like 2 weeks workshop groups. And they will dance out, they will dance through the blocks that they feel within them. Only it isn't dancing that you and I couldn't do. Maybe you're a dancer.
Good. Well, no, I'm in art, and I am interested in art therapy. And
are
we
you?
Have done this sort of thing on paper, but we
okay. You've done it with art. Yes, I should think it could be done with movement. And there are people that do dance therapy, of course. What this woman, Halpern, does, she involves people in movement and in breathing and in sound responses, you know, noises and so forth. And yeah, therapy does it.
But just
you stay for shame?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Good.
It was the incredible swiftness of the ideas that was so exciting. And the fact that everyone seemed to turn one another around. I loved it.
And I stayed out of the groups because I didn't want my book learning, so to speak. Like Dodie was saying, she's been reading up on rituals, and so she didn't talk much in her groups. And I stayed out of the groups entirely because I didn't want to impose anything. I wanted to see what would happen.
You were part of the snake that came out of the skin.
I said to him, I enjoyed the laughing the most, even though it hindered my crawling up. But I said to him, laughter is like orgasm without sex.
Well, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that really was very good.
Well, Mary, do you think a group would react?
This, any other group would react?
She was wondering if it's the talent of this group that's responsible for people being able to create so quickly.
It was just fantastic.
Well, I think any group has, I think there's an openness to creativity here because we have so little format. And I think that's important. There are creative people everywhere.
I think that is true, that people have gotten used to having almost anything go.
Yeah, at that point, you just can't believe that just people, you know.
Wasn't that
every one of them had a very creative sense of something.
I wasn't here when that was written. How much time were they given to think of
it? I was down in Sunday school, so I wasn't in there.
I don't know how much time they were given.
Not very much time. What you're saying then is if you give people a kind of an open-ended situation that they're comfortable in, they will become creative.
That's what all us adult educators say. You just stated the overriding principle of adult education. You give them comfortable, you open it up and you make them comfortable and they do it.
And then you learn how to make people comfortable. And this group is comfortable.
Yeah, and that's something.
It's something that's
grown over the years and a lot of people contribute to that. For me, the cherry chicken pluckers are responsible, for me at least, in a lot of the openness, the sense of fun. Barb was saying something about the laughter. Sure. Okay.
Technical question. I want to hear my caribou.
I'll bet you want to hear your caribou. Oh, it's on the other side of the tape.
Oh, yeah.
On your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death. I want to hear it. You know, hear our song.
Sure, I can make a copy.
You can make a copy.
If you'll pay whatever they charge me at work for making a copy of the tape, you can have a copy.
Pay whatever you
want. Well, I have to pay the audiovisual department for the tape and for their labor.
The people should be encouraged to do this. And the
Are you wait four places?
It takes half an hour.
Let's start. Let's decide that as soon as you pass the next one. I think it's going to... No, wait a minute. Let's say as soon as you've passed, you'll be two people.
Skip one, yeah.
Two people. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the next person starts. Yeah. Right, but we should try it with the music.
Really shouldn't decide that you should walk ahead.
For instance, if I'm rolling, he would go, now Charlie will wait till I go to the next person before he starts out.
What's the rhythm? I'm trying to side step, that's what we said, or should one just walk? Okay, walking step?
Just side step, so we keep facing. Just side step, one step. As soon as you take the hands, take a step to the right.
All men.
Everybody's hand. Don't skip it.
But the men don't shake the women, so the women don't shake the men.
First, the men start. All right, may we see it, please? Allow for Michael to be there. All right, first the men.
My hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, good to be here, good to be here. Oh, I feel it's good to be here upon this present occasion.
Let's agree. Because everyone has
to. You put it quarter to one.
I can't. Let's see. How long can we stand in the mulberry bush? Let's do it.
Everybody's doing something.
Let's do it through four times. Okay?
Four times.
Sure. Brothers. Oh, this is important. I see. After the brotherly, the song of the brethren and then the sisters, we should stop while and continue singing. I can't see at all. The last, there's a pause in our handshaking. And when this last verse is sung.
Okay, now I don't understand
what you...
Oh, I feel it's good to be here. I don't understand what you want to do. Do all the men do it for until they're through, and then all the women do it until they're through?
Don't worry about that. But just read that last
part.
Oh,
I feel it is good to be here.
All right. Let's try this. As soon as they stop singing about the brothers, stop doing the hands. And then the sisters pick it up. And as soon as that your verse stops, stand still and that no movement during this final verse. Do you understand? Then we pick up the brothers again, and then the sisters, and then, do you see?
Yeah.
Let's try.
Can we stop wherever we are, even if we're up
yes.
No.
It's going to make a problem, because somebody's going to be coming if you stop in midline, finish it out while the sisters start. Do you understand? No other ones start.
It's probably no one should start on the last line, maybe. Would that be easier?
I think we might get so terribly complicated with 60 people. Let's say that as soon as the chorus about the brothers stops, and we finish it down the line, no more start. So let's try it. See what happens. Okay.
And we'll just keep singing.
We don't have any
problem.
We just keep singing. Okay.
Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Oh, take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, good to be here,
pleasant to be here upon this present occasion.
I think we should just continue. It's going to get to
We did.
So we just continue.
I like upon this present
occasion. Yeah.
It's going to last.
Instead of brothers and sisters, everyone, after they sing the brothers and sisters, a word could be that we all keep going.
I think we will really run into problems there.
Well, if, you know, if you wanted to divide the thing, the men could sing the three.
They could do everything twice.
I can change the world.
But then the staff would be twice. Did you want to pause before the last question?
That's a good idea. If we were to sing it twice through with the men, then the man that's going down the line probably could get down all the way and wait till the end of the verse if they're down there ahead of time. Then the women could do theirs twice, and only one person goes down. You understand? And then the last verse.
But you don't need a pause.
But we don't really need a pause.
If they sing it twice through for the men, and we continue our round until the first person back to the head again, even if we overlap a little after the women have started. When they start on the women's sisterly love, the gals start, they don't have ours to overlap with, so maybe they would sing it three times through. Twice through, plus tailing off for us. Three times through, and you don't start again after you work back to the head. It'll probably come out about even. Then we can have the final verse.
What we usually have about? Four lines.
Long line. Oh, long line. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you want everybody in the journal. Okay.
Let's try it twice with a gentleman. And not
Yes, but the group won't mind what you're saying as long as you've got the rhythm going. Once you've initiated.
Let's do two times for the men, two times for the women, and just keep it going. Don't. I think we're going to get into all kinds of trouble if you stop. But I think it will be nice to have the men doing it through twice and then before the women start. Let's do it that way. And then the final verse.
So do we
two
keep
men, two
on
women
going?
And one.
And one. Yeah.
Do we keep on going even during the final verse?
Yes. Keep it going.
Right.
I think there's no real way to stop with so many people. But once again, should we try it once again? Let's say it twice.
Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Oh, take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Oh, take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, good to be here, it's good to be here. Oh, I feel it's good to be here upon this present occasion.
Down to
60
let's just keep it going.
Right. Now, when the music stops, what? Step into place where you are?
When the music stops, stops, and that's it.
Okay.
So for
doing with the big group of people that have long lines, there'll be no such question.
I wonder
if it would help if we had the little person in the middle is always this way and the other people the opposite.
Well, if whatever we do, the rest will pick up.
Friends, shakers, why don't we, movers, let's do this. Two times the brothers, two times the sisters, and the final verse. That counts as one, okay? Let's do that with the total group three times. Okay, okay.
Okay. We keep on.
Now, when we make the demonstration first to show them what to do, it'll be one time, okay?
Two brethren, two sisters, and one chorus.
And one chorus.
Can we make a house rule that whoever in the middle puts their hands up?
Yeah, it simplifies fumbling. Makes fumbling easier.
All right, once again.
Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Oh, take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, in the air, good to be here. Oh, I feel it's good to be here upon this present occasion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. Take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, good to be here, good to be here. Oh, I feel it's good to be here upon this present occasion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love.
Are you singing for the congregation?
Yes.
You were just waiting, thinking we could have a
lot. We would like to have our demonstration sung through once.
We understood.
We took this. Could we do it like that so we can decide what we're going to do, and, you know, we have to get back in place.
How many times did you sing?
We sang it twice.
We were working on the third.
We were beginning on the third time.
You did two and one twice.
Right.
Plus the very beginning. Of...
All right. Our demonstration is going to be 2-2-1 finished. If not, let's get our hands again.
It began to come loose.
When I'm the receiver, I want my palms up. And when I'm here, I want my hands down. It's
in the middle. It worked.
You're coming.
It was feeling good.
Presenting a gift.
Laura said, you know what kids do.
We got the synchronization so that there was nobody standing still in between. I noticed that you people had someone standing still in between as the moving was going. Which is better?
We wait one. It's done. I don't understand. It's better if you wait to shake your hands. I mean, after the shaking, then you go.
The question is whether, while he's shaking with him, I'm shaking with him. Or whether there's one person standing still, and it's when he moves on to the third one, I move to the fourth one, I move to the second.
Are we side to side as we go down?
Yeah.
Yes.
With no space. No.
No space.
All right. Now maybe try the demonstration.
Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in brotherly love, in brotherly love, in brotherly love. Take my hands in brotherly love, for love is our communion.
Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. For take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion. Take my hands in sisterly love, in sisterly love, in sisterly love. For take my hands in sisterly love, for love is our communion.
Oh, I feel it's good to be here, good to be here, good to be here. Oh, I feel it's good to be here upon this present occasion.
Thank you.
sitting watching the general chicken. Now they got a clear chair out of the rest of the body.
If you're going to ask the first row to hang the chairs up on top of the second row, and the
before the people get up?
So that there's a choreographed and nobody's brushing chairs all over the room. Because they stack very nicely, and it's the custom of the Shakers to hang the chairs up. So we'll have the
I do think you should tell the people in the second row to get out of the way first.
Well,
but then it ends the service.
This ends the service. Now, I would like to work on our Shakers education. Now, can you stay and work with us a little longer? Or would you like to?
Do you need us?
Yes, we do. If you don't mind watching us. Yes, but not for any of the dancing. You can go downstairs. There's another room and a piano downstairs. And you could
what is going to be the space between the first one couch?
No, I didn't get that. Is there a difference in the pause?
No, there's one pause, one count. Let's listen to it this time. It's a little, it's not as long as the
can we listen once to hear the clause without doing anything?
Okay. We'd like to hear the song with the clause so we can
get into the first line of the second.
No, we won't dance.
Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. Come life, shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael Christ how he behaved it. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael Christ how he behaved it. Come life, shake life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. Come, life, shake the life, come, life, eternal, shake, shake.
continue the rhythm.
What about the...
No,
yes,
the pause
no,
is...
The pause.
No, need the pause. But it was... I need the... I think it was a little bit long.
I'll show Michael twice, I'll be David. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David. I'll show Michael.
shake your one cup of eternal.